This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The SEC is suing former executives of Fannie and Freddie over the subprime mortgage mess.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media, in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Federal regulators at the Securities and Exchange Commission just this morning accused several former executives at mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac with civil fraud. They're accused of, quote, perpetuating half-truths about exposure to risky bonds. Marketplace's Scott Tong is with us live from Washington with the latest on that story. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
What's the key issue here?
Well, to be clear, this is not about Fannie and Freddie, the institutions. It's about former executives. And the SEC believes these individuals helped Fannie and Freddie mislead the public, as in understating how many subprime mortgage loans they held, how much risk they were exposed to during the housing crash. For instance, at Fannie Mae, it said in 2006 that it held about $5 billion in risky mortgages, whereas in reality, according to the SEC, it was $43 billion. And over at Freddie Mac, it reported just about 10% of its actual risk, according to this complaint. As you know, the government later had to bail out Freddie and Fannie to the tune of $150 billion taxpayer dollars.
Yeah. So what happens next then, Scott?
It could get contentious. The Feds are seeking financial penalties. And already, former Fannie Mae CEO Daniel Mudd has fired off a statement that the public and that the government had every piece of information it needed at the time. The statement says this is politically motivated and that, quote, the SEC is wrong. Now, the agencies here, they say they plan to cooperate with all this.
All right.
We'll be watching.
We shall watch. All right, Marketplace's Scott Tong in Washington. Scott, thanks.
You're welcome.
Coming up, Alabama's governor talks to us about that state's tough new immigration law. But first, let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, about a third of a percent for the Dow, up 34 points at 11,903. But the NASDAQ is up about a full percent at this moment. Shares of Zynga are at $10.10. Not necessarily the big bang expected from an internet public offering that started at $10 a share today. They've made about 10 cents a dime. Consumer prices were flat in November, according to the Commerce Department. The first draft of the new European Union treaty has been sent to members there across the pond. The treaty would tighten budget rules among approving countries.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering Pop Money, a way to pay other people online by sending an email or text. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the internet. Reputation.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Congress today will likely pass a spending plan to keep the government in business, but there are a lot of things being cut to get that plan approved so quickly, like federal disaster assistance, important to places such as Alabama. Tornadoes pummeled that state 8 months ago. Alabama is also a state that passed one of the most stringent immigration laws in the country, and Robert Bentley is the governor of Alabama. He's a Republican. Governor Bentley, welcome to Marketplace.
Well, thank you very much, Steve.
I want to start with today's big news that Congress, of course, has agreed to this compromise budget plan to keep the government open. And I know one of the areas that's being cut is disaster relief. And that's something that Alabama, of course, is no stranger to because of the horrible tornadoes that happened. Now, you're a big supporter, of course, of balancing budgets. Were those cuts, do you think, necessary?
Well, I think the we don't know when disasters will occur, and we do need to keep a reserve available for any type of natural disaster. So, I just think we need to adequately fund FEMA because, as I said, we never know when a natural disaster will hit us. No state knows that. So, I think that we need to just at least have a minimum amount that will take care of any natural disaster that hits any state.
I want to turn now to the immigration law, which is, of course, in the headlines in a lot of areas of the country. And it requires in Alabama for police to detain people they suspect of being there illegally. Why support such an immigration law in the first place? How is illegal immigration affecting Alabama?
Well, we've had a tremendous increase in Alabama in the number of illegal aliens that we know of. We're very much in favor of legal immigration into this country, and we're very much in favor of workers that come in under the legal system, and that's the way we want it to occur.
What about people who claim, Governor, the law has caused an exodus of workers and no one there to fill the jobs that those workers did? You know, the claims by farmers that crops are dying because they can't be harvested or construction help is going away?
You know, there are some problems with some who have relied on illegal workers over the last few years, and we know that that's going to be a problem, but we're going to work through that. We have set up in our Department of Industrial Relations for the first time ever a way to hire part-time workers, and we had people go online and register who wanted to do agricultural work, and so we're going to try to solve that problem, and we're going to work through that and help farmers get through that.
How do you think this makes Alabama look outside of Alabama? Because I know a lot of people support this law within the state. Do you think it hurts Alabama's business image, especially given the history of the state?
Well, I hear that, but I can tell you every day I talk with international companies, and I continue to be in contact with them on a regular basis to reassure them, if they need reassurance, that Alabama is open for business, and we're open for international business. As governor, I've talked about simplifying this bill, clarifying it, to make it look less anti-immigrant.
Governor Robert Bentley of Alabama, sir, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Governor. And finally, a cable TV repair guy in New Jersey got an eye-popping surprise when he went to a customer's basement. He found a 500-pound bear, the same bear that had been roaming some neighborhoods of a small town in the northern part of the state. The bear did wake up eventually and, of course, wasn't happy. And the cable guy called fish and game officials. They came to the house between the hours of noon and 4 o'clock. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Once upon a time, retail was about getting customers through the front door and the work was half done. Now, it's more like The Price is Right.
We're in the business of enchanting people and telling stories, and pricing is part of it.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, a special retail show live from the Outlet Mall. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.